Describe the use of residualization to apply statistical control. Include a specific example with the necessary formulas to describe and carry out the procedure for each of the six statistical control models you know. All right. What I really want to do is capture this. But you can't draw a picture and measure it and write it down in an article. You have to get to it somehow mathematically. So what I want to do is I'm going to take X and I'm going to predict X from Z. That's the part of X that's related to Z, right? The part of X that I can predict from Z is the part of X that's related to Z. Then I'm going to take the X residual. If X prime is the part of X related to Z, X residual is the part of X not related to Z. And I'm going to look at the correlation between Y and the part of X not related to Z, X residual. Those are the formulas for residualization for semipartial.
Sorry, what's your notation on the second X?
This thing?
No, up above where you have
something.
Second X,
that's X sub R for residual. So X prime is the part of X that is related to Z. X residual is the part of X that's not related to Z. I want to correlate the residual with Y, and that tells me what's the relationship between Y and X, only looking at that part of the X that's free of Y. R, Z, damn it. Now, if we're going to do a partial, we have to do two things. We also have to find the part of Y that's related to Z and the part of Y that's not related to Z. So a semipartial is when we control just one variable. A partial is when we control both variables for some third variable. The multiple version of this, so multiple semipartial, is now we're going to predict X from Z and A. This is what makes it multiple. We're predicting it from multiple things. So X prime is, what's the part of X that is related to Z and A? Then we find X residual, which is equal to X minus X prime. And if X prime is based on Z and A, X residual tells us the part of X that's unrelated to both Z and A. How are we doing?
Can you say that last thing?
Sure. If we build X prime out of both Z and A, X prime is the part of X that's related to Z and A. And so X residual is the part of X that's independent of both Z and A.
That's like combing through garbage.
Leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the same thing we do when we're talking to a group and we can't get coherence. You go after them one at a time. What do you have to tell me that the others don't? We do a lot of residualizing in our head. We call it taking into account. Right? Wow, she did really well in the test. She must be smart. No, she studies 900,000 years. Okay? You're looking at a relationship between IQ and performance, but you're not taking into account the number of hours she spent studying. Okay? We do it all day, every day. This is just the statistical version. You predict with it. You find the residual, that's the part without it.
Then you take the part without and then you figure out what you need.
Yeah. And then we have ZA. What's the relationship between Y and the part of X that's neither A nor Z? Because the part that's not A or Z is this residual. If we're going to do a semipartial, we have to do this twice. We also have to go over after Y. So if we predict Y from Z and A, then Y prime is the part of Y that's related to Z and A. And Y residual is the part of Y that's not related to Z and A. And now we have the correlation between Y and X controlling for Z and A. And this notation means that we're controlling both of these variables for both of those. This notation means we're controlling just this variable for both of those. Any semipartial or multiple semipartial can be expressed as nested models. Specifically, this is the difference between Y predicted by X and Z versus Y predicted by just Z. The difference between a model predicted by X and Z and a model predicted by just Z is the unique contribution of Y. The difference between a model predicting Y from X and Z and the model predicting Y from Z is the unique contribution of X. Down here, the difference between a model predicting Y from X, Z, and A, and a model predicting Y from Z and A is the unique contribution of X. This is the same thing as an ANCOVA.
What's your notation there? R squared Y?
That's Y, X, Z, A. And that's just ZA. What is my notation there? Badly written. Semipartials and multiple semipartials and nested models are all the same thing as ANCOVA. The difference is that ANCOVA, we're talking about a quantitative treatment variable. No, a quantitative outcome variable and a categorical treatment variable. Treatment control. Treatment 1, treatment 2, control. And ANCOVA is just a special rendition of semipartial and multiple semipartial where one of the predictors is categorical. That's it. We'll teach you ANOVA or ANCOVA in the next section.